Welcome to the Father's Day. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you all so much for being with me. You can support the Father's Day by becoming a member right there on the YouTube channel, alocals.com. And I greatly appreciate it. Thank you. Also, check out my coffee. You're going to love Pachi's coffee. It is good. It's so good. It makes you want to slap your mama. Go to jessieleepeterson.shop for the coffee. I have with me Vince Offer, and he is an entrepreneur, CEO, pitch man, and popular culture icon, best known as the Sham Wow guy. I appreciate you being here.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. I love that slap your mom a coffee. It's good. Because I did slap your nuts. You know, you're going to love my nuts. my new line for Matt, because I'm running for Texas candidate District 31. I'm going to be saying, like, we're going to slap your the nuts out of the woke.
There you go.
Yeah, so
I like that.
We're both using slap stuff. That's good.
It's so amazing you're here. I remember seeing those commercials.
Yeah.
We used to do those Sham Wow commercials. I never imagined one day I'll be sitting down having a conversation with you.
Well, I can't imagine. You know, I didn't even know how popular I was until, you know, because it's been on so many times. I guess I'm in everybody's head.
Yeah, it is.
So maybe hopefully that's where I'll win District 31 in Texas. But yeah, I appreciate that. That's really nice of you.
Those commercials made you very popular.
Yeah.
Everybody and their mama knows about them.
Yeah, luckily I can. People bought the products, and that's why I can afford, you know, a nice little suit.
Right on. Yeah. Were you surprised when you first started doing them? Mm-hmm. Were you surprised how well they did, how they went? Or did you expect them to go as well as they did?
Yeah, I mean, the first time I did it, you know, we shot it really low budget, and Billy Mays had another product called Zorbies. It's like the ShamWow.
Yeah.
And he had like a standard pitch, because that product's been in the fairs and shows. And it didn't do well, and he spent like $100,000 on. I mean, he didn't himself. He was just a pitch man. I was the owner of the ShamWow, so I created the name and everything. And we shot it really low budget. Like I think I spent $10,000. So when I came out, we aired it on a lot of women channels, and it didn't do so well. Uh-huh. And then the media buyer said, "Let's try a men's channel." And then it did fantastic. It did five times the like we spent $1, made $5. So we did a five times, it's called MER, media efficiency ratio. So then, of course, we scaled it and
Did
really well. Yeah.
What is your life all about?
Well, you know, I feel like I'm on this strange mission because I did a skit called Woke Buster. It's a parody on Ghostbuster. I do skits. I've been doing skits. You know, Tamara Rowett from In Living Color, she's a producer. Even when I was young, she called me to write some skits.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, oh, that kind of gave me a lot of confidence. Wow, a producer. And she said, yeah, you can come over and meet, you know, all the boys that, you mean the stars, Jim Carrey and everyone. Sure. So I started writing skits, but she never used them. And that just but it gave me a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
And then I did a movie. So I've been doing a lot of skit movies. I did underground comedy. I did inappropriate comedy. And then I just did this recent skit. It took about 9 months to make. I just woke up. I said I should make this skit. I don't know. Maybe some angel gave me this idea. I don't know. It's called Woke Buster. It's a parody on Ghostbusters. It took me like 9 months to make. I was literally putting it out September 10th. September 9th, I emailed my graphics person. I'm sure you have people who do graphics for you, right? I emailed him on September 9th. I said, can you send me the thumbnail for this video we're going to put out tomorrow, Woke Buster? And she didn't send it to me. She's on the East Coast. And the next day, Charlie Kirk dies. I'm like, whoa, this is strange. The name of the skit is called Woke Buster. He is the original Woke Buster. And it's like, whoa, this is weird. I'm like, okay, I'll put it out October 14th on his birthday. I'll wait because, you know, people are grieving. And then I put it out. What I found was a lot of big tech, a lot of social media platforms were sending it around, and we got millions of views, but one or two were suppressing it. And I won't say which one, but one or two were suppressing it where I'm getting like 30 views a day. Well, the other ones I'm getting 50,000 views a day. I'm like, okay, this is like discrimination. This is like a black guy in the 1940s going in the back of the bus. What's going on here? That's illegal. So that's kind of where I said, okay, I'm gonna fight this through Congress. And that's kind of how it all formed. Developed.
And so you would say your life is about doing skits?
Yeah, I was writing skits, comedy skits.
Oh, okay. And so who are you?
Well, my full name is Ofer Shlomi. And then I moved to Brooklyn when I was born in Israel, came to Brooklyn when I was 5, and then moved to LA when I was 17. And I started in sales selling solar, knocking on doors, solar systems.
Amazing.
Yeah, so that's how I got into sales. But, you know, in terms of, like, how I became the infomercial guy, that's another story, probably.
So when I ask who are you, mm-hmm. you're saying that you are the work that you do? That's who you are?
Oh, you mean who am I, like, as a person?
Yeah, okay. Who are you?
Well, okay, well, I think I'm a being in a body. I would say beautiful, but you know, I'm 61. That's not bad for 61. And I'm always trying to do good things. I'm always trying to be accountable for what I do. I don't do drugs. I don't think at 61 I can look. I don't know any 61 who look like this and you know, do drugs. So people always think I do drugs because I'm hyper. I probably do coffee. So yeah, a little coffee. And do I have some of your coffee in here? I don't even know.
No, I think it's just water.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's just water.
And so you're a being?
Yeah, I think we're all spiritual beings, right? I think I think we all have angels that help us, especially if you ask them, you know, if you communicate to them. You know, it's like ants. If you see a bunch of red ants, one looks up at you, you might want to help the one that's looking up, you know? So maybe if you go and wish or you communicate and you say, look, I want to do this good thing for the world, maybe they'll help you. That's kind of I think that's what's happening with me.
And what's important to you?
What's important to me is, okay, children are important to me. I think children are not being protected. I think society, I think Trump's doing a good job, you know, with wars and keeping, holding the fort down. You're also helping him, of course, with your podcast. And we'll stop illegal immigration. And there's a lot of aspects there that he's doing a good job. But I think no one's looking what's happening at the elementary schools. They're producing woke kids. And you get to college and you see them all woked out. And, you know, well, how did this happen? I think they're starting in elementary. So as a candidate in Texas, I'm going to start putting some policies to, like, you know, have video monitoring systems to watch what's happening. Because, you know, you have a kid and, like, you drop them off in government schools. And it's like this government employee is taking your kid after 5 years old. You've been with your kid every day for 5 years and now you're just handing them off. No, they wouldn't have video monitoring systems. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, and of course, some of the big tech platforms, I'm going to have open algorithms need to be transparent. All the algorithms need to be transparent. The people who are making the codes.
Right.
And saying, oh, this guy's talking about trans. Oh, let's suppress him. Oh, this guy's promoting trans. Let's promote him to everyone. Okay, so no, that's not going to happen anymore. So I'm no. going to, and I have the proof with the Woke Buster skit that I did. The proof, you know, when a criminal leaves a fingerprint on a kitchen
right.
table. Okay, this is what's happening. So I feel that that's their fingerprint. So that's going to change from now on with this new bill.
Are you running against Jasmine Cricket?
No, Carter.
Oh, he's like, are you running for Congress in Texas?
Yeah, District 31. Right. He's 84, 85. He's going to be 86 if he
are
wins again.
Are you conservative?
Again. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A conservative.
I read online that you were born in Israel.
That's true.
And you just mentioned that.
Yeah.
So you were born and raised in Israel?
Correct.
And what was it like being raised in Israel?
You know, I came here when I was 5. I remember the beautiful beaches. I remember the sunshine. It's not too much I could remember, but just, you know, my mom and dad got a divorce. So I do a little remember that. It's always bad for children to have a divorce.
Right.
I know you're doing a lot of good things now for the community and keeping families together because that really affects children.
Yeah. So you came here from Israel when you were 5.
Five.
Oh, so you didn't grow up in Israel. You were born there. You stayed until five.
Correct.
I mean, have you gone back as an adult?
I have a couple times when I was in my adolescent and then when I was a teenager, yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, yeah. And I have, through my father's side, I have a big, he has a lot of brothers and sisters, but I want to go back and also get to know him a little bit more. I heard you went there recently, right?
I went there. I love Israel.
Oh, is that right?
We did two trips there. I didn't go back on the second with the people from here, but we did two trips to Israel.
Wow.
And it was amazing.
Wow.
It was really amazing.
Wow.
I believe that if I were God, and when you die, and you came up to the pearly gate and ring the bell and want to get in, my first question would be, did you go to Israel on earth? And if you say no, I'm going to say you got to go back.
It could be like a good promotion. Wow.
You cannot get into heaven unless you've gone to Israel.
You're a better promoter than any Jew that I know. These Hollywood Jewish people. I just think the Hollywood Jewish people, though, they need to step up a little bit in terms of the wokeism stuff. They need to stop, like, because I believe wokeism is like all the other isms, like Nazism, communism. They use the same playbook, you know, censorship. Okay, you're not, you know, banning, censorship. And then if you don't follow them, okay, now cancel. Now we're canceling you. And then if you don't do that, you get torture and death. So there's three steps, you know. So I think they, we got to remember, never forget what happened in the Holocaust. And I think that we need to, like, step up and...
Why are so many Jews so liberal?
I think they think it's the... You know, the word liberal sounds cool. Like, hey, liberal, free, right? So they think that maybe you want to be free. But really, you don't want to really be that free. You don't want the trans to go into a bathroom and you're not going to say nothing about it.
Right.
I get the kind and inclusive thing that you're brainwashing kids with. But you got to stop... You got to use also tough love. You got to use, like, righteous and, you know, what's right and wrong. Yeah. You got to stop. You got to use some of your backbone to stop. Hey, sir, you can't go in there. I know you dress up as a girl. I'll pretend you're a girl. But don't go in there if there's three girls in there. You know, what I don't understand, I mean, you're in the black community. What I don't understand is why the athletes are not stepping up. I really don't understand that. To me, it's like I'm living in a bizarre world. It's like, I mean, it's
when
like...
When you first realized Jews were so liberal, there were so many liberal Jews.
All right.
And you always been conservative?
You know, I've never really thought about it, but I just started being conservative when I realized that the liberals just want, like, use lies to kind of, like, hate on the other side. Where the other side is a little more angry that what's going on. Hey, I'm a little angry what you're, you know, going to kids or you're doing this, you're, you know.
Were you surprised to discover that there were so many liberal Jews? When you start looking around, were you surprised that there were so many liberal Jews?
Yeah, because I think they don't understand that the liberals are not standing up to what's going on in the country with someone with free speech. The reason we got into the Holocaust is because we never had free speech in like Germany, because, you know, the Nazis said you can't talk, you can't have your side, you're in the go in the alley, you're in the back of the bus. So it's like, and then the liberals are pushing for that when they're stopping free speech, and like some of the platforms that are on these social media companies, they're not letting content that ridicules wokeology or ridicules liberals. They suppress that, right? And they promote all the wokeology or wokeism in general.
So do you tell them to stop being liberal?
Yes, stop being liberal. Be smart.
When you tell
common
the Jews,
sense.
When you tell the Jews not to be liberal, how do they receive it?
Well, you know, look, all the left in general are a little closed-minded, especially if you go to college. I'm sure you go and talk to them. I've seen you do interviews, man. They're, you know, even Charlie Kirk had a hard time with when someone's woke out after they're 18. Once they get them young in elementary and you get to 18, if you don't get them young after 18, they're out of it. There's no way to get them. Even I saw Charlie Kirk try. He's a great debater, but, you know, you got to get them. When they're in elementary, you gotta put God, family, you gotta get the basics in. That's why I think the video monitoring bill that I'm gonna introduce in Congress is important, because you gotta see what these teachers are teaching them. And the main thing they're teaching them is two words I think brainwash these kids: kind and inclusive. So then the kids go, yeah, I want to be kind. And they usually say that during Martin Luther King, because they say, Martin Luther King, you want to be kind and inclusive, you don't want to be hateful. And then go, right, so if someone's a trans, so they cross over to the trans thing and the LGBTQ, and they go, yeah, you want to be kind and inclusive to them. Yeah, we do, but if they cross the line and start indoctrinating children, or they go into the bathrooms, or they go into sports, no, you can't be kind and inclusive. So you got to be like,
if the parents love their children, why do they allow that to happen? They still send them to the schools, and they pretend that they love the children. Why don't the parents protect their own children?
I think they're confused. I think, like, okay, before COVID,
the parents are confused about what's right and what's wrong.
Yes, because I think what's happening with this that's why transgender is, I believe, is a ruse to really promote LGBTQ as a stepping stone.
But how is it that the parents don't have sense enough to know that a man is a man and a woman is a woman, male is a male, female is a female? Why do they need someone else to think for them and tell them that?
I think there's some fear. First of all, I think they're interjecting fear from the George Floyd, right?
Into the parents?
Yeah, I think it all stems all the way back to George Floyd, believe it or not. And I think the LGBTQ knows how to cross, like, use the black discrimination. Go, oh, we've been discriminated too, and then and by the way, let's throw in the trans theory and confuse the parents about man versus woman, so they don't. I think it was embedded in them with the fear of maybe being hateful to black people or something when the George Floyd happened, because that visual really impacted them. Like, oh, okay, I don't want to be homophobic. I don't want to be racist. So that's kind of what it started.
So that's why the parents sell their children over to that?
I'm sorry?
So that's why the parents don't protect their own children?
Well, let's say you're in the park, okay? You have a child in the park. A homosexual comes in and says, hey, I want to talk to your kid about homosexuality. You're going to say, hell no, right? You're going to say no. However, if your kid's in the park and a teacher comes over and goes, you know, your boy is having bad thoughts about maybe being a man or a boy or a girl. Can we talk to them about it? They're like, I don't want you to be racist. I don't want you to be homophobic. Because, you know, it stems because they're a little bit concerned about the George Floyd. That was a big thing. So then they're kind of riding on the coattails of that, and then using that fear to cross over into to get the kids maybe indoctrinated by trans and then get them into LGBTQ afterwards. So it's a little insidious. Now, this is what I believe, and you might have a different opinion, but I think it stems from that. I don't know.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
A lot of people are mad at the Jews now. And
they're
saying that the Jews, let me ask, and I really want to ask this
first. Yeah.
Does the Jews own everything, like the media and business, and do they own everything? And are they influencing the world to go socialist? Give me a yes or no to those things.
No, not exactly, no.
They don't own everything?
No.
They don't own the media?
No, but I wouldn't say they don't own the media, but they're good at media. They're good, you know, like Italians are good in cooking.
Right.
You know, a certain culture is sometimes good at something, you know? So I would say, you know, Jews are good in media. They're good in comedy. Black people are good in comedy. Certain cultures are good. You know, Germans are not great in comedy. You know, everybody, you know, I know it's a stereotype, but it's kind of true. You know, when my cousins are Jewish, they studied all the time, even after school. I used to try to play with them afterwards. Oh, we got to study at 8 o'clock at night. I'm like, how can we play? They were studying and studying and studying. So
yeah,
of course they're going to be doctors and lawyers.
Right.
The doctors and lawyers. So now that they control media, no. I mean, there's a lot of them. I know Ye hates the lawyers, but now all Jews. I mean, he's got to understand, like, I have some bad Jew. I have some. I'm in court in a couple of things, and there's some Jewish opponent lawyers, and I can go, oh, I hate all Jews because of his lawyer. So no, you can't do that. It's just, you know, that's just that lawyer is Jewish, but doesn't mean everybody's, you know, mean.
Jews don't sue Jews, right? They don't sue one another.
No, I do.
Huh?
Let me see. The way I'm suing, no, the guy I'm suing right now is Italian. So
do Jews sue Jews?
Of course
they do.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, we like to just negotiate. Wouldn't you want to negotiate if you had a problem with something?
Absolutely.
Instead of going to court? Court
right.
In itself is not.
So they negotiate rather than suing each other.
I'm assuming. I don't,
I like that.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
Huh?
That's the way
it should be. Yeah, that's the way
it should be. Negotiate. You're not supposed to sue your own kind.
Correct.
You're not supposed to sue your brothers and sisters in God anyway.
Correct.
But you should be able to negotiate and come to an agreement.
I like that. You should run for some kind of Congress or a mayor or something.
Amazing, huh?
Oh, did you?
No.
I heard you did. Okay.
Not yet. Well, let me ask. So to be clear, Jews don't own the media. They just know how to use the media? Are you saying that?
Yeah, I mean, they're savvy, they study, their parents, you know, they have good moral codes. That's why I think moral codes, family values, that's what I want to bring in back to children.
Right.
You know? Like you were talking, I was watching you yesterday because I follow you on Instagram, you were talking about how some of the black fathers are leaving, and I think that's hurting the kids because they don't have values.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, that's important. And so I see some of these professional athletes go, you know, my mom helped me, gave me values. You know, I didn't get into crime. And see, that's important. So, you know.
So just on the record, the Jews don't own most of the media. They just know how to use the media.
Yes.
Right.
Right. It seems that way. I mean, I'm not a specialist, but it appears that way.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm a Jew and they say I'm the goat in marketing.
You're amazing at marketing.
So I must be, I don't think I own the media though. But I'll tell you, I feel like I'm running for president because the kind of press that I got recently was like, where's everybody coming? Why is everybody like Time Magazine, People Magazine, you of course. So it's just a lot of attention.
Right.
And I guess I thought maybe a couple outlets will come, but I didn't know like 100 of them.
Because you're Jewish.
I know.
You
maybe no,
everything.
No. I think it's because I was a ShamWow guy, like you said. I'm in their heads.
Yeah,
and I think that's why you know I never got my captured my followers. I didn't understand it, but people were impersonating me, so I thought you know, people know me in Texas. Almost every household knows me. So
no, you're very popular with especially those commercials.
Yeah, you know, commercials are popular, but
the ShamWow.
Yeah,
ShamWow.
Yeah.
So one other thing about the Jews for now.
Mm-hmm.
What's the secret to Jews having being so successful, made so much money, and just have everything? What's the secret? Why do they become so rich and all that?
Well, if you buy my book about how to, no, I'm kidding. Well, I think when you're young, you get good values, family, God. You know, I think you have that, and you have strong determinism, and you don't give up. You know, persevere. I think we have that. Maybe we feel like an underdog. I think the black culture is a little bit like that, too. We don't give up. You know, you're very alpha. The culture of the black community is very alpha.
Where is that?
I think you just,
honestly, I've never seen no black alpha community.
Well, the one thing you got to hand it to the black community is you keep it real. The mantra is for real, right?
I know, but they're so screwed up in the mind.
Well, that's why you're there, to help. To help them, bring them back to reality, right? And that's going to be one of my mottos on my website, if you don't mind, the ShamWow guy, if you want to donate.
Absolutely.
Bring America back to reality. That's going to be, actually, and you could probably use that in the black, and bring black community back to reality, for real.
Amazing.
You got to use something for real.
Yeah.
You know, they say I'm the marketing goat, so.
Amazing.
Yeah, so.
So let me ask, and I'm asking this because I hear it all the time, and there is an attack on Jews now.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of people said one of the reasons that America have so many illegal aliens here is because the Jews want it to be so, because they want to destroy America, make it into a socialist society, and destroy it. Is that true?
Can you just rephrase that a little bit for me? So
they believe that the reason we have so many illegal aliens in our country, because of the control of the Jews, and the Jews want to bring down America. I think I'm saying bring down America by bringing in illegal aliens. Because in Israel, they have a wall up. You can't just walk into Israel.
Right.
But the Jews, from what I'm told, are in support of not having borders in America.
Right.
Is that true?
Well, I don't think it's the Jews. I think I think 60%, 70% of the Jews are liberal.
Right.
So you might say, well, it's the Jews. But I think there's a lot of Jews that disagree with that, but I think it's the strong extreme liberals who want, you know,
open war.
Because if you get them in, of course, they'll vote the way you want.
Right.
And that's why they want to go after the kids and stuff like that, because, you know, they want to get the votes and they want power. And what is power? You know, I was in a cult. I know a little bit, you know, I don't want to name the cult I was in, but I was in a cult and they know, I remember studying a little bit about how the son of the cult member was saying, we just love the power. It was like ecstasy. Because, you know, power corrupts.
Right.
But why? He was saying because it was like a feeling of, we can do whatever we want. It was like this like drug. So then every time you try to pull the deprogram a member, it was like losing a member. And they were like, there's an anger there, or hate. Like, oh, I hate that guy for deprogramming our members, you know, because it's like you're taking away the drug.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's kind of what it is, I think.
Oh, that's what it is?
I think.
And so so the Jews don't want to bring down America?
No, no.
Liberal Jews do, but not normal Jews.
To be honest, I don't even think liberal Jews do. I think it's just the hardcore activist liberals, which I believe come from maybe the hippie movement, perhaps. Now, I don't know for sure, but I know they like to teach and they're very patient. So they like, you know, they'll put the seed into the kids and then they wait for them to grow. I think the liberal Jews, okay, Harvey Weinstein had a little problem with the casting couch. You know, there's a lot of movie producers that are Jewish, there's also un-Jewish people that are goys that are producers. But everybody in Hollywood use the casting couch and have a lot of skeletons in their closet as well.
Right.
So they might be a little concerned about that. And they know the woke media might go after them if they like don't do what they say. That's why they're throwing like all these, hey, get another black guy in the commercial quick so no one looks at us. You know what I'm saying? Oh, hey, how come you never did that before? Like before George Floyd, how come you never threw black people in commercials before? Because
right.
I'm in commercials, you know, I never saw you guys do it. Now you're like overdoing it. Come on, you're placating. You're like kissing some butt. Come on. We know maybe you got some skeletons maybe. Maybe that's why they're doing it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So the secret to becoming rich like a Jew is
a rich
strong
what?
Family.
A rich what?
Like a Jew. To be rich like a Jewish person, you need strong family background.
Yeah, I think I even heard you talking about that. I think
you do need that.
Yeah, you do, because I think you had a debate with someone I was watching yesterday about, I think another pastor was saying it's not, that wasn't the reason, and you thought that was the reason. I agree with that 100%. Yeah, I think it's important. Kids, you know, it's like a flower, you know?
Yeah.
The flower grows, you want it to grow straight up with the values and foundation. That's why I said elementary is so important. And that's why I'm trying to protect the kids from the teachers when you hand them off at 5 to 8 years old to 10 years old, and also from social media that's suppressing content that might wake them up. Instead, they're promoting content that makes them a little woked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you running against a conservative person or a liberal?
A conservative.
Oh, yeah, okay.
In the primaries, but probably later I'll be in the general election. I'll be a Democrat, but the county that I'm in is mostly Republican.
Okay.
Yeah.
And should America be financially supporting Israel?
Yes, for sure. I think we are, and because you know it's the only democratic land in that vicinity.
Yeah.
But I think you know what's funny. I think Trump is slowly, gradually getting the other countries to be more democratic. It's a little difficult because look, I mean, I know Islam. I don't want to attack Islam because they do pray. The fact that they believe in God is good. I mean, but they have a lot of problems, I think, maybe with women, especially in Afghanistan. They're like they're putting women that they're slaves or something. So we need to maybe address that. I don't know if we should have even left Afghanistan. I don't know if you want to talk about that, but that's just my opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
So are you a Christian Jew or a Jewish Jew?
You know, I kind of feel like I'm taking all the religions in. And I feel like the enemy is really the people who don't believe in God. That's how I feel. Like the people who don't believe in God, who are the wokest. And so I think the common denominator of all religions is that they believe in God and they're trying to do better than themselves. And some religions are like a little strange, but at least they believe in God, which is important, which means they're looking up and they're like wishing, they're thinking, they're praying. And I think that's a good thing, where the woke people are just like a little demonic, in a sense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so do you practice Christianity or do you practice Judaism?
I do go to my ex-wife's a Christian, and I'm Jewish, but I also believe in the precepts of the Bible. I kind of see the Bible really similar to both Christianity and Judaism, you know, God. And I know the Jewish religion, they don't really acknowledge Jesus, right? And I... maybe don't do that as much as well. So maybe you might say I'm more Jewish, but I love going to the Christian church and like listening to all the, what the pastors are saying. However, I don't understand why they're more not more like you, like a little more proactive and maybe confronting the teachers. Hey, what are you? Why are you talking right. about this? Why are you talking about that? Going into the black communities even. And maybe lifting them up. Look, maybe don't take the check. Maybe start a business, you know, stuff like that. I don't understand why the pastors don't, because they're like beautiful speeches and like it's inspiring. And I go out very inspired, but I don't understand why they're not, because they're not going to the schools. I don't understand.
They have no love.
Yeah.
The pastors don't have love.
Maybe you should, and I'll go with you if you want to a few meetings, just okay. If you ever meet some other pastors and say, because I just never understand. It's surreal. Same thing with athletes. That's why I was asking you about athletes, because I'm like, I don't know. It's a little bizarre to me.
So you mentioned, you're divorced, right? You
say I'm divorced, right.
You have children?
I have one child.
And did your wife obey you?
No. I mean, I obeyed her probably too much. You said you used some counseling on the side. I probably could have used you.
Yeah. Why were you obeying your wife?
Man, I probably had false information, and I think they think I'm the most alpha guy on TV, but you know, sometimes with a woman, I'm not good with women, so.
And why not?
I think it has to do, honestly, probably with sex and beauty, because women are beautiful, and we get mesmerized by it.
I
don't know if that's the right answer, but.
And that's why you let your wife, you obey your wife for the sex and the beauty?
I think that's what it was.
What
and she was funny. She was funny, too, so she made me laugh. She's probably the funniest girl I know.
Was she white or Jewish?
She's half white, half Filipino.
Oh.
Filipinos are pretty strong.
What a mess.
they're very.
And how did you deal
alpha,
with her when the hell came out of her?
Well, you know what's good is there wasn't too much hell, but there was the divorce was the hell, and I really felt more sad for my daughter because you know because you see that you know because as a man you can always move on, but you know in your family it's kind of sad for her.
Are you surprised that she's trying to keep your daughter away from you?
Oh, no, she's not doing
you're
it
You're able
now.
To see her anytime you want?
We are 50-50.
You're 50-50?
Yeah, yeah.
And does she get in the way of that at times?
No, we worked it out where we can even hang together, and we've taken trips together, actually. So.
Well, yeah. Are you allowed to see your daughter without her being around?
Yeah, yeah.
But she still get in the way of that?
We've got it worked out. We've got it worked out. It's good. But it is difficult, for sure. We have to, like, definitely communicate well.
Meaning what?
Well, it got to be very patient and, you know, not cut each other off.
But she's not patient with you. Why do you have to be patient with her?
Right, right. Well, if she's not patient with me, that's when I withdraw a little bit, you know.
Really?
Yeah, so, but then when you withdraw a little bit, then they, you know, let them sleep on it, and then you can come back and maybe mend.
Why do you keep being weak with her?
Yeah, well, right now I'm not weak with her because I'm like a little bit more distant, and for me it's probably because the work I'm doing, and of course being a candidate in Texas. So in some ways, it's actually you're right. It's a little bit. It's actually nice to step away, so then I can live my life a little bit more independently from that.
How old is your daughter?
She's 11.
Oh man.
Yeah.
You need her father.
Yeah. Well, you have a lot of kids?
Not a lot.
Right.
Black people normally have a lot of them.
But you know. No, it's good because it's good for me to get advice from someone who's had a couple or three.
You want me to tell you how you can deal with a woman perfectly and you would not be afraid she can come and go if you want, whatever. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't bother you at all. May I tell you?
Yeah, please.
You got to forgive your mother.
Oh,
your mother set you up.
Right.
She turned you away from your father. She imposed a will on you. Mm-hmm. She made you angry. And the moment you became angry, you became afraid of her. You started identifying with your mother. So you became like her. So every woman you get involved with is the spirit of your mother. Mm. That's why your father left your mother. He didn't know how to deal with the hell in her.
Mm. Well, she's a Russian mom. And my Russian moms are tough.
Yeah.
I would say.
You're evil.
Well, yeah.
Why don't
bit.
You forgive your mother?
Maybe
for
not that kind of evil, but
they're evil. That
really?
Kind of,
you think so?
Any woman that would keep the children away from the father is evil.
Well, no, she... No,
or turn them away.
She's in an, maybe she's an anomaly because she was trying to get my father to come visit more. So she, know, she actually took him to court, and the judge said, hey, I've never seen a woman try to take, get the husband to come.
I mean, your father didn't know how to deal with the hell of your mother.
Perhaps.
Why don't you forgive her for what she's done to you so that you can overcome that?
Yeah, yeah. Forgiveness is important. She's a tough cookie, and she's more supportive now. But you know, obviously,
as
I'm older,
why don't you forgive her for what she's done to you?
Yeah.
What would happen if you went, Mother? I'm sorry for resenting you for imposing your will on me. I know now you can help her. Her mother did it to her. What would happen if you went and forgave your mother for what she's done to you?
You think that'll free up a little bit of the animosity? I know, maybe it's hidden. I don't have any animosity now because I'm older, but maybe
it's
something
here.
Hidden. It's in there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, she did leave my father, though. My father didn't leave my mom.
But what would happen if you forgave your mother for what she'd done to you?
Well, of course, that maybe that would free up even more things.
Are you going to go and tell her?
You know what? I'll be probably seeing her tomorrow. I'll give her. We'll sit down and talk about it.
No,
you stirred it
I'm
up.
I'm sorry for resenting your mother. I realize you couldn't help yourself. Your mother screwed you up too.
Now you think that's a blanket statement for all mothers?
All mothers,
really?
All mothers on earth.
No, I mean just you know, this to some degree, there's you know, with
no,
a strong
it's all
mom.
The way. No such thing as a strong mom.
So you believe because a strong mom maybe imposed
a
that on me?
A strong mom is an evil mom.
Oh, sorry, strong mom. Is an evil mom because she's, in what way?
She's willing her will on you. It's not love. They don't have love.
She's pushing her will on me.
Yeah.
Because,
because she wanted.
Because
make
she's not patient. If she had me, she was 19. She's, you know, she.
That's no excuse, though.
Right. Well, I mean, she also had her problems with her parents.
Right. She became
well,
like
that
her
I know
mother.
For sure.
She became like her mother.
Well, what if I. Her father, too. Her father was a little bit...
He became like his mother.
Oh, I see.
And the woman he married was just like his mother. Just like the woman you married was just... It was your mother. It was the same spirit.
I feel like I'm in a therapist session here. Just a therapy. You get both. You get podcast and therapy.
And that's how you understand that your father couldn't deal with your mother because he ended up marrying a woman he hated. You married the woman you hated. It's the same spirit. And that's why you became weak in the same way your father did with your mother. Your wife was your mother, and you were your father.
That's very deep. I'm gonna have to follow up with you on that. That's like a lot. That's like a. I feel like we need like a couple more sessions with that. That's a very very deep.
So will you forgive her?
Yes, I'm figuring her. Yeah, we do. We talk about that, and then I
but
do
you have
forgive
to
her.
You
yeah,
forgive
I
her
gotta
yet.
Forgive her.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, right.
You're gonna be shaking
there's some
in
stuff.
Your boots.
There's some stuff. But you know, she does manage my property in South LA.
Oh Lord.
And that she's a tough cookie.
Yeah.
There's gangsters next door. She's like, hey, you know, don't get on my property, and they're like screaming at her. She's pretty tough.
Is she tougher than you?
She's kind of tougher than me. Maybe that's why I'm a good salesman because she's so tough. I don't know. Maybe I turn it up from her.
Have you
her.
Forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
Well, he hasn't been around. He hasn't been around when I was younger. So I kind of, I don't know about, so I would differ from what you said. I would argue that my mom was trying to get him in my life. Now, I don't know what that stems from. It seems like you have a little bit more insight on that.
Why don't you ask him and find out?
Yeah, I just saw him.
Have you ever heard his side of the story?
Yes.
You ask him, why did he not come back? Oh, into your life?
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm going to ask him about that. I never dove into that because there's so much going on in the world. I'm trying not to think of my problems. I'm trying to think of...
But that's the only way you're going to overcome. You got to deal with them.
Right.
If you overcome your issues inside of you, you're going to handle the world perfectly.
Oh, okay. I like that. So we say that again? I got pieces of it. I like parts of it.
If you overcome the world inside of you, you're going to deal with the outer world perfectly.
Ah, that's truth. That's just truth in general. I love it. That's great.
So you got to forgive your father. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother.
Yeah.
In the same way you love your daughter, you just don't know how to deal with her mother.
You know, and I'll be blunt. I mean, I'm not such a forgiving person. Sometimes I see Trump, like he argues with the people and then he forgives them later. I'm like, wow, that's amazing how he does that. I don't forgive sometimes. Like these two producers in Hollywood, the Farrelly brothers, I feel like they lifted a lot of material from my movie, Underground Comedy. Because in retrospect, if you think about in the 90s, I did a movie called Underground Comedy, very risque comedy. Dick Van Fights Lesbians, Miss America Bag Lady Pageant, stuff like that. And I felt that they like the semen, it was like the first time semen was in a movie, right? So I believe they saw it and they lifted it and they put it in something about Mary. And I didn't have the money and the wherewithal to fight them in court. But long story short, I got to forgive them, you know, because, you know, they're living with a burden themselves and they're going to have to, you know, sooner or later.
How would God forgive you if you don't forgive others?
So forgiveness. I got to think about that. Yeah, forgiveness. I was actually thinking about that the past few weeks about forgiving because I need to forgive a little bit more.
And so how would God forgive you if you don't forgive others?
Whoa, you're good with those questions. You go back to that. I like that. So how would God forgive me if I don't forgive others? I would say I would have a lot of explanation about it, but ultimately I think I would have to forgive because everybody is made of broken pieces and they probably have temptations and ultimately, I think I do forgive them naturally, but you know, maybe in my heart I don't, but maybe I should let that go as well.
But you haven't even forgiven your own mother and father.
Well, in some capacity.
But no, forgiveness is forgiveness. You can't
100%?
Do it. You can't do it in some capacity, but not the whole thing.
Okay.
God forgive you. How can he forgive you if you don't forgive others?
Are we getting to a cult with here? It sounds like a cult. No. You got a good point there. I have to think about that. It's a different perspective that I was thinking of. Sometimes I'm a little more of a fighter. I don't want to forgive, but I got to maybe forgive a little bit, and then I won't be so anxious.
Right.
Yeah, okay. All right, we're learning here. This is like Vince Offer Shlomi learning about Pastor Jesse's perspective. I love it.
And who are you?
So go back to who I am. I am a forgiving person. That's who I am, God damn it. I just want to say God damn it. Sorry. God. I gotta go to the bathroom. Hey, I have too much coffee here. Love it. Great job.
And so who are you?
I am me, loving, forgiving, and a person that's gonna help the world with Pastors Jesse.
You can call
on my
me
side.
Jesse. I'm
Jesse. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. No problem, no.
Okay, Jesse on my advisory board, perhaps, huh? What do you think?
Amazing. Sounds good.
Huh?
It sounds good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I read, and I was surprised to read this. I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I read that you dropped out of high school and moved to Los Angeles. Is that true? You dropped out of high school?
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of a Jew dropping out of education.
There is some of us. No, I dropped out of high school when I got here. In the 80s, it was just too much fun, to be honest. And the stuff that I was learning at school is like, I was just having too much fun. And then I crossed, and I was kind of going down the wrong road. And then that's when this cult picked me up. And it actually helped. You know, sometimes cults, they don't get you with bad ideology. They get you with good ideology, right?
Okay.
They're not going to sell you, hey, this is some bad stuff here. Would you come
right.
in?
Yeah.
So they got me in with that. And it actually helped a lot. Actually, there was a lot of things I needed help with. And like I was stuttering, I probably still stutter now, but I was, thinking bad thoughts and I was writing things about myself that made myself a little better. So it was, very helpful. As you progress with them, it got a little bit, it's a little strange. So, yeah.
And so did you ever go back to finish school or did you go to college?
No, you know what's funny? I did go to college City College, I think they weren't even checking. I did go to college for for acting class, but they let me go in. Yeah.
And so, and even though you didn't go to high school, you dropped out and you didn't go to college, but as a Jew, you're still successful. That's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's the something in me. I just don't give up. It's
right
weird.
On.
It's like I just persevere. I don't know. In fact, I love challenges. Like even when I play hockey, I love when the other team is better than me. I'm like, oh, this is good. And then it's like, oh, and then when I make mistakes, I can learn from that. You know, it's like, I just love that. I don't know. It's weird. It's like a game. It's like, you don't want the game to be easy. You know, if God just gave you, hey, you're going to score from everywhere on basketball. Everywhere you shoot, it's gonna be boring as hell. So, you know, it's like, I think that's part of the game of life. It's like making it a little bit interesting that there's some obstacles there to get around.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you're running for Congress in Texas.
Right.
In which district?
31st district. There's like 9 other candidates.
And why should people vote for you?
Because I'm going to bring America back to reality again. Not making people sane. Protecting the kids. My website, theshamwowguy.com, has all the policies. The main 6 policies is, you know, the video monitoring systems. Also, social media doesn't have customer service. I mean, I call these guys. They go me. I'm on a wild goose chase for like 3 hours, links and forms to fill out. I'm like, what is this? You guys are making trillions of dollars. I got to call Joe's Pizza, and he gets customer service. You know, it's like that's one of the things I'm bringing, customer service. You know how AI is taking over jobs? We're gonna have live humans taking over AI jobs. How do you like that?
Amazing.
Yeah. With customer service.
Right,
so they're going to have to have customer service.
We need good customer service again. Right, I totally agree with that.
Especially my district is a little older. They don't want to go through like links and FAQs. Me neither. You know, so I want to talk to someone. If there's a problem, let's say on one of the platforms, and let's say I'm not like the problem I'm having with that Wokebuster skit that they're not showing it around. Hey, why is my Wokebuster skit not being shown around? Well, sir, because you have you're making fun of trans, and because of that, you're in the back of the bus. Oh, so you're discriminating against me because I'm showing a trans? So that's called thoughtism. It's a word I came up with. It's someone that hates someone for the color of their thought. So like racism, you hate someone for the color of their skin. So that's another bill I'm going to bring. Is thoughtism. If you hate someone because they're a conservative and you commit discrimination against them, then that elevates it to like a hate crime. Because you got hate crime on racism, now you got hate crime on thoughtism. That's what I'm going to bring also.
Amazing.
To. Yeah, that's what I'm going to
do. How is it going so far, your campaign?
I feel like I'm running for president. Everybody's calling me. I got hundreds of People Magazine, Time Magazine. You're calling me, you know.
Right
so,
on.
You know.
That's
so,
amazing. Huh?
Yeah.
I wish you well with that.
Well, thank you so much.
And so have you always been Republican?
Yeah, I've basically all been a Republican or independent, correct.
Right on.
Yeah.
And did you vote for the Great White Hope?
Of course.
Nice.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you go see him?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
But
maybe we'll go together.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Really.
You come visit me, we'll go over there.
Let me know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's amazing, huh?
Yeah.
And so how is he doing? And how would you rate the Great White Hope right now, Donald Trump, and his work? He's been there almost a year now. It's December 2nd, 2025, so not quite a year yet. And he's making America great again. How is he doing?
Well, he is doing a phenomenal job. He's got a great team. I mean, he's got the wars. He's pretty much got almost every war resolved. He's gotten, obviously, put a pause on illegal immigration. The only thing maybe in the cultural... What he's not probably, he probably can't do everything, but the cultural part of America is declining, and that's where you come in, you're helping for sure. That's why I feel that me as a candidate will help the cultural, because I'm just seeing these kids just woke. You know, the conveyor belt of wokeism is producing kids that are hating America, not loving God, not loving family, breaking up families in marginalized communities like the black community. So we need to like step up and like do something about it.
Right on. I wish you well with your campaign.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Do you believe racism exists?
I don't believe racism exists. I believe that there's some stereotypes, right? If I see an Italian guy in Brooklyn walking across the street and he's like 4 Italian guys, and I used to cross the street. Now, do I hate Italians? No, but I know Italians are tough guys. So it's like, you know, it's like all depends. All depends. So is that racism? No, it's just like common sense. So it's like the liberals want to push the racism and go, you don't like Italian guys. You don't like black guys. No, it's just like, I know, I don't want to get mugged, okay, from these Italian guys. So it's just, I got to use common sense. Jewish guys, right? You know, I know they're smart. I know they're good, and if I see a Jewish doctor, I'm leaning to like, oh, he's probably going to be good because he studied a lot. So it's just that it's not racism. It's more like, it's just that every culture has their what they're good at. You know,
if I'm going to
pick a basketball team, maybe I'm going to get the tall guy who's black because he's just good at it. I, it's not like racism. You know, what's happening now is racism in Hollywood is they're just throwing an actor because he's black for some ulterior motive to not get the wokest after you. Because maybe you got some sins in the closet from something you did in the casting couch.
Racism doesn't exist.
Right.
It's a made up word.
Right.
Our battle is a spiritual battle. Spiritual battle. Mm-hmm. It's not about color. It's not about male or female. It's right versus wrong.
Right.
Good versus evil.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with color at all.
Exactly.
That's a made up word. It's not even true.
That's good. I'm glad you're like deprogramming people. Because like, a lot of whites, especially liberal whites, they see a black person, they'll be like extra. They'll put extra effort to be nice to them. And that's not authentic. And the black people don't like that.
Right.
You know, I did that a long time ago once. I remember like, and I noticed that myself when I was like younger, before Shamwell Day. I was really tired. I'm like, I saw a white guy. I'm like, oh, what's up, man? And I saw a black guy coming up. So I just looked at myself. Hey, what's up, bro? I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I trying to be fake to this white guy? It's like, you know, I'm not talking to anybody, dude. Sorry. You know, it's like be yourself around anybody. You know, it's like, you know. But I understand. Look, if
I like that.
Yeah.
Be
yeah.
yourself, no matter what color, how rich or poor, whoever. Just be yourself.
Yeah.
You better be yourself than putting on a front, a showcase personality.
Right.
Everybody have a showcase personality.
Right.
It's hard to find someone who themselves.
Exactly.
Just themselves.
No, it's hard. It's hard to be yourself. Like when you ask me who I am, it's hard to be yourself because you know sometimes you go through different attitudes, different personalities. But
when you drop the anger, you're gonna be yourself.
That's a good.
But you got to drop the anger
and the anxiety.
But when you drop the anger, the anxiety will disappear too.
Yeah, that's. I like that.
When you overcome anger, mm-hmm. you will have no fears,
right?
No stress, no worries, mm-hmm. no anxiety, no loneliness, no suicidal thoughts, mm-hmm. no jealousy, no envy, no mm-hmm. strife, no wrath against other. You'll be free. But you got to drop the anger.
Is that also is that slash hate? Drop the anger slash hate.
Anger is hatred.
Right. Right.
Exactly. They used to call it hatred, but they changed the word.
Right, right.
You know, try to make it a little nicer.
Right, right.
Or resentment.
So that goes with thoughtism, the hate that you have for someone's thought.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So we think alike. Anger is evil.
Mm. Anger is evil, mm-hmm. and it separates you from God.
Right, and you can never have a good debate, or you can never, because hate makes you close-minded.
That's right.
And that's why Charlie Kirk had, I never saw him actually convert anybody from who would like really was hateful into something like, hey, Charlie, you make a lot of sense, because that hate always
You got to drop up. The anger.
Yeah, of course.
Are you going to drop yours by forgiving your mother?
Well, let me look at that tonight. Yeah, that's, I must be deep. I don't have a lot of anger right now, so I got to maybe look at, it must be deep in there.
Right.
Why not? There's a lot of urine problems I have right now.
You got to pee?
Yeah, but it's okay.
Right now?
Yeah, but we...
Go pee. Are we almost done?
Yeah.
Okay, hold it for a minute.
All right. By holding my pee, holding my anger in my pee, in my urine.
So listen, I got to put you on the hot seat.
Okay.
And I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible.
Okay.
All right?
Hot seat. Damn. Hey, this is my first time doing a podcast. Let me see. Not bad. It's not shaking that bad. All right, I'm doing all right. He said I'm doing good.
The hot seat.
True or false? When she's crying, she's lying.
When she's crying, she's lying. False.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
Yes.
Do we need more white babies?
Yes.
What is a man?
True or false?
No. What is a man?
A man is a person with a big dick or a small dick, depending who you are. What race? But then some races could have a big one. You never know.
You said depending on what race?
Yeah.
And that's what a man is?
I went to jail one day, and I saw everybody's parts when they told us to pull it off. Because anybody got VD, let me know. And I saw what I saw. And there is a stereotype about the black community. Anyway, we'll get...
What? Have you ever seen a ghost?
Yes, I saw a ghost.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Is the earth flat or round?
Round.
Which is worse, abortion or slavery?
Man. Whoa. Can't we just say that one's even? Worse?
Yeah, which is worse, abortion or slavery?
I'll go with abortion. Why not?
Is it ever okay to call a woman fat?
Sure, yes.
Was the moon landing fake?
No.
Did the bear shit in the woods?
Yes.
Do the Jews own everything?
No, hell no. I wish I did.
There's one other I want to ask you about. Mm-hmm. I forgot.
Right.
Did you have fun?
I had a blast. To me, this was like ice skating, my first time in a studio like this. So I mean, I've done my own, but to have someone else without, you know, prepared, I felt like I fell down a few times, but I got myself up with you for your help.
Well, I appreciate you showing up.
Thank you.
And I really wish you well in your campaign.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Running for Congress out of Texas, in which district?
31, theshamwaguy.com, if anybody wants to donate.
Yeah, I'm about to tell the people how they can help you, whatever website or whatever you want to put out.
Theshamwaguy.com, if you're going to help, because we know we're fighting these big tech giants, and we're going to bring America back to reality again, and we're going to make his show huge again, because now it'll never get suppressed. Whatever platform you use, I don't know what it is, but it will never get suppressed. It'll be promoted to everyone. And that's the goal, because we want to make kids better. We want to make kids smarter. And that's going to make the world better. And I know you're doing that as well. And I appreciate you being a strong soldier, too.
Amazing. Yeah. Thank you. I do appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Don't forget, you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or locals.com. And check out my coffee. It's amazing. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. And don't forget to like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and do all of those things, right? Like this video. And if you'd like to have other guests on the show here that you think would be amazing, contact my producer, producer@thefallenstate.tv. producer@thefallenstate.tv, and I do appreciate it. And I do cameo shout outs for you as well. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Thanks again, man. That was fun.
Thank you, man. That was great. That was a blast. I'm gonna like, subscribe, everything when I get home.
Right on.